to hold the crab, take both claws, make sure you have both propotuses firmly in hand, and with the right hand, I'm just going to make a motion straight down, which is a good break.
That's part of an instructional video provided by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission illustrating the guidelines to follow when removing crab claws. FWC spokeswoman Amanda Nally says before the removal, the claw must be at least 2 3/4 inches long.
By taking care when you remove those claws will regrow and that crab will have a better chance of survival.
FWC researchers encourage the removal of one claw to increase their chance of survival even more. To ensure the future population, Nally says claws are also not to be taken from egg-bearing female stone crabs, identifiable by a mass underneath its belly. The season runs through May 15th of next year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.